Hey, welcome to the Pints and Polishing Podcast. This is Marty, Total Auto Solutions, and I am in the city of Longmont, Colorado. Really a great day for us. Super excited about it. If you have heard of the term of the city Longmont, it's because that's where Cyclo is from. And for those of us that are detailers, we know that Cyclo was a couple years ago bought by Rupes. And so I hope to go check out their really great facility that they have here in Longmont. And I really hope to go check out Left Hand Brewery. Been there before. One of my favorite breweries. They do a great tour. So if you're ever in Denver and North Denver, try and run up to Longmont and stop by the Left Hand Brewery. It's super delicious beer. Anyway, we are here at Longmont Ford because my company, Total Auto Solutions, has a product called CC105, and it's a ceramic coating, sort of our flagship coating. It's a composite. A lot of people have heard of G-Technique. G-Technique is also a composite coating. Very good product in their own right. And we are here today to talk to their team on what a ceramic coating is and how to sell it. So we have already been through the service department. So I had a meeting with Jared Herrera, who is the guy who set all this up. He is was the detail manager, started as a detailer, just $11 an hour detailer, and moved himself up through the company to then the recon advisor, service advisor, as far as he controlled the whole recon department. And then he moved over into, now his new job will be actually writing service. So good for him. We talked to their detail team as they started already putting CC105 on some vehicles. And then we talked to the service manager, and that was interesting because he had a lot of different questions. And what's interesting is different departments and different people understand products differently. So had a really great discussion with him. But the main pinnacle of why I'm here, Oklahoma to Colorado up to Longmont, is to meet with about 15 salesmen, and that's going to happen here in a little bit, in a room, and it's teach us how to sell ceramic coatings. They've already started preloading it on some vehicles. The GM named PJ is their nickname for him. He is totally on board, which if you are a detailer and you're listening to this and you want to start doing coatings for dealerships, your number one candidate, you've got to get to that GM. Start through sales or service, either one, but you got to figure out how you can get up to the GM, coat his car, do whatever you can to get him a believer. PJ's a believer, so he's setting us up with the sales team, and very excited about that. I am going to be recording the podcast in front of him. I will be on the podium, so to speak, make or break. Very excited about it, and we will have a good time. So that will be the next little segment of this episode. You will catch me. I won't even intro. I'm just going to start rolling. And so that's where you will hear it. So, hey, hope you enjoy it. And hopefully you grab a pen and paper and write down some stuff. They're going to ask questions. I will answer, and we will rock and roll. Hope you guys are having a great day. Let's get through it, huh? I totally get it. And I want to make sure that, and that's why I asked PJ earlier. I was like, give me a time. What, you know, right? You guys are in sales. I'm in sales. We understand. Sometimes we can get too salesy. So I want to get straight to the point, get you guys back out on the floor, making the money that you guys make. Before I always like to kind of get a feel for who I'm talking to. Who's the longest outstanding, like who's done the longest sales here?
Like overall or here at the store?
Here at the store.
Or me. Vicious. Oh, here at the store? Me.
Oh, Joey.
Cool. How long you been?
13 years.
Wow. You're mid-30s?
How long have you been here?
Nice.
Here at the store?
But how long overall?
32.
All in car sales. That's awesome. That's awesome. Who's the youngest? I was going off of faces, and I was thinking there or here. So, so how long?
2 years.
Oh, so you guys are all, you've been here a bit. Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay. I've done a little bit of car sales in the sense of more of contractual, coming in to help close deals or working with finance on helping them. I got into the car industry in 2002 on a whim, sitting down eating Chinese food with a roommate. I was not happy with my job, and he said, why don't you buy a power washer and start cleaning cars? I mean, he could have said, why don't you buy a washing machine and start washing or sewing clothes? Like, he could have said anything. I was so unhappy. I just so happened to go get a loan and buy a power washer, and I fell in love with it. I don't know why. It just, I think when we were talking a second ago about ADD, I could dive into it. I could see results very instantly, and I enjoyed it. From there, I opened up a car wash. I'm from Oklahoma. Came in just for this, so yes, I definitely understand the time. I came in just to do this. I've got other meetings this afternoon, so we'll get to those.
Sooner a cowboy.
I went to school. It is. In Oklahoma, it's a big deal. My granddad was an Olympic wrestler, undefeated at OSU. All 4 years, he went undefeated, was a national champion. But they suck, so it's hard. You know, I cheer for both. I've gone to OU games. I've gone to OSU games. Yeah. I went to school in Arkansas, played baseball there. So, I don't have a loyalty, right. You know. So, good question. Are you from?
I'm a Sooner. He's a Cowboy. So,
how you're from Oklahoma?
Yeah, both of us are.
What part?
I'm from. I was born in Mercy Center, so the city.
Yeah.
He's from Stillwater.
That yeah, definitely. Then Cowboy fan. Which right. Who are we pointing
Sean,
at?
The guy in the.
The guy that didn't want to look, the one that had his head down because he was a Cowboy fan. There we go. Well, because the Cowboys never have a wagon to get on, right?
That's what they don't. Out there in the field.
All right, so then I got into 2010 is when I opened up this business, Total Auto Solutions. And as ceramics started becoming a player, about 3 years ago is when we created our own brand. And we, as coming from a detailing background, I was very specific on the product that I was looking for. I wanted user-friendly, and I wanted durability, okay? You said 30-plus years, right? So you remember when sealant started coming in the mid-90s to late 90s. 2002 is, like I said, when I started cleaning cars. Sealants had really kind of started hitting their peak around then, the way I understood it. We stopped using waxes and we were selling sealants. Sealants did a great job helping grow the market for protecting a car versus a Carnauba wax that only lasts a couple weeks. Sealants was a good step, right? Who remembers their first cell phone that they ever purchased? Which one?
I don't know.
No, I mean, which, like, anybody remember the exact first one? Razor was your first one? Yeah. Did you have the bag? Yes. Yeah. Those are awesome. So we did, we put the coating on a 1987 GNX Grand National. It was like, I think it was number 85 of, you know, actually the number 85 car in the production, and it still had the bag phone in it. It was awesome. I wish it worked. That would have been even better. Do what?
I still have mine.
Really?
I saved all.
That would be incredible if somebody could figure out how to go back and make those work. Anyway, we've seen over the transition of waxes to sealants, right? In the same, I like the analogy, which is why I bring it up. The first phone I remember getting was the Nokia 5120, right? It was a brick looking. It was about this big. Who said that? Exactly. I said I got it my senior year of college, and I remember sitting in my house on the bed for hours playing the snake game. It was mesmerizing, right? Who would ever play the snake game today? There's no, like, my daughters had a game called Slither.io or something, and it was almost a little simpler but way different. It's the same idea that we don't use the same cell phones because technology has changed. The technology of paint protection, the term that we've heard many times is snake oil, right? And you've been in the industry so long, you've seen a lot of crap come through the industry. And if I'm going to build my career inside this industry, I didn't want to bring more crap into it. I wanted to make sure that the product I had really did its job, okay? And so as technology has changed, so has ceramics changed what we do for protection. I don't really want to go in, when I talk about this, I don't really like to go so hard on the protection, especially if we're talking sales. You guys need to figure out, okay, cool, the product's great, I like it, great, but how do I sell it and how do I make money off of it, right? That's really what you want to know. And so when I talk about that, I like to talk then about ease, okay? Ease of maintenance. How many of you guys are concerned about the way your vehicle looks? Right? Does it take you a long time to clean your car? How many times have you put a wax or a sealant on? Or just, like, literally, you guys wax or seal your cars? Ever? How do you clean them? You run through the car wash, or what do you guys do? Just run through the wash?
I usually give my keys to the lot tech and tell him to do it.
You give it to the lot porter? Okay, cool. Are most of you guys doing demos?
No.
Personal cars?
Yeah.
All right, so if you didn't have to clean your car as much, or if your car was easier to clean, or if it just continued to look better, this is ironic, even though it's dirty, would that be of value to you? It is to you and it is to your customers, right? The push a long time for sealant programs was that, hey, like, you're getting actual insurance paperwork, which is good. The majority of the insurance that sealant programs have, their insurance paperwork is valid. The majority of them take care of their customers, okay? So I don't ever downgrade another company. The majority of them do a good job of taking care of their customers. But we just know that the technology of a sealant doesn't last more than a couple months, okay? And so they're getting a piece of paperwork. But what if you actually gave somebody, instead of a Razor or a 5120 or a flip phone, and actually gave them an iPhone 8, how much more valuable it would be to them, okay? What is a ceramic coating? The difference is a sealant is a polymer-based, and then a coating is SiO2, silica dioxide. Geeky, as we get into it, silica dioxide infuses down into the clear coat. It hardens it, which are good sales points for you. The average clear coat is 3H on a hardness scale. This changes it to a 9H. Okay, so we harden the clear. If people are concerned about marring, towel marring, car wash scratches, it doesn't, it's not a bulletproof, right? But it minimizes them. My sister's had it on her car for 2 years. She goes through a tunnel car wash every week. She drives an Infiniti QX, and I do little reports every once in a while, trying to do videos and see if I can find car wash scratches, and it's still holding up. Okay, so she's not getting car wash scratches, but the majority of what people love about it is the ease of maintenance. You got guys in the back that have gotten it done in the detail department, and they can just go through and power wash the dirt off, and they don't have to wash the car as much and as often. We have tested, it is proven to protect against all the stuff that you guys put on your roads, mag chloride. It does protect against that. So if you got customers that are concerned about mag chloride, it will protect against mag chloride, whereas sealants don't. The only thing is that you gotta tell them, listen, if you get a rock chip, you gotta get that rock chip fixed, because it's then chipped away the coating and they'll start seeing the rust and they're gonna say, hey, how come, like, well, ma'am, sir, you got a rock chip. I mean, so it's not, if you wanna protect rock chips, you need to get paint protection film, okay? But if no rock chip and mag chloride gets on the vehicle, we'll protect it, okay? So big sales point for you guys. And the overall, I think what you guys would talk about to your customers is the ease of maintenance, keeping the vehicle looking like it's new for 3 to 5 years. So it's been tested at 150 car washes, which means if they wash their car once a week, it lasts for 3 years, okay? That's the only way that you can tear down the coating is through abrasion. All right, there's my little quick elevator pitch. I really wanna bring value to you guys specifically, and the time that you guys have. So I want you guys to ask me questions. It could be more geeky on how the product's made, what it really is, a ceramic coating, or hey, how do I sell it more? You know, what questions, when you guys thought of you're coming to this meeting, what did you want to get out of it?
What is the deal with the clear bra? If they do a clear bra as well, can you do the clear bra? You have to do this before and wait a certain amount of time before
after
you want to do it?
You can't, the clear bra won't stick.
It won't stick to the ceramic coating. So you either want the clear bra done and then only the ceramic coat, which you put the ceramic coating over the
clear bra. Yeah, you put it over the clear bra.
Extra protection.
Extra protection, and you've seen clear bra that yellows out.
Right.
Now they try and tell you that it doesn't.
I have a truck that it does.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So you want to protect the clear bra. And you put it on top of the clear bra.
Does it help with hail?
So Jared Herrera, he put it on his truck and he got blasted with hail and he said he only saw two small little dings. So yes, I mean, if you're going to harden the clear, then yes, it will help. I don't, just as far as my company is concerned, I don't push that side of it because there'll always be that guy, right?
Jared said that?
Yeah, it's not going to stop with that.
No, did Jared say that?
Yeah.
From here?
Uh-huh.
We didn't get hammered with hail. His truck was back there. It was like, we all were here when we got hail.
Okay, I mean, no, I'm just going out, yeah.
When you said this year, yeah, Jared's like, oh man, I got hail. No. I'm like, dude, we're all, yeah.
No problem. I'm just going off of what he said, so.
What's the warranty? What's the guarantee on it?
3 years. Anybody, you know, it's environmental protection, right? Which is why I don't push the... If they're gonna want a dent and ding policy, they should get the door ding and dent policy out of finance. Okay,
yeah.
This is your environment. This is the upgrade of paint protection sealant.
3 years.
If they wash the car once a week, it'll last 3 years. So it's guaranteed at 3 years. If they want to buy the extra upgrade policies, they can. This, you know, we warranty it for 3 years.
Does it just laminate with the damage that's already there, or will it actually bring out hairline spider scratches in an older car?
Great question. Older car, we definitely recommend that they'll run it through the service drive and get, you know, especially if you're selling a used car that needs to run through the recon department and get the buffer out and buff down scratches. Hairline, a lot of that will get filled in, and filled in is just a term that the industry knows. But a lot of times when you say fill in, it's silicone and that washes away. This won't wash away. But if you've got a scratch in the clear coat that's like a V and you're putting in a product, you're going to kind of raise and fill that a bit. Okay. The average customer doesn't see spider webbing or hairline that us that have trained professional eyes that we can pick it out. And so most customers won't ever see that. They want the gloss. Right? I mean, I've got a Jeep Wrangler that's black. I knew going into it was like, if you're concerned about your vehicle, you don't buy a black car, right? And I knew that, but I wanted to do it so that I could see, you know, test different things, you know, it's just the way I am. And I get compliments on it all the time, but if I look at it, I'm like, ugh, you know. So most people don't see those hairlines. They don't see the webbing. They see the gloss and they see the, wow.
So
and it emphasizes the gloss.
Right.
Is there an age limit we can sell the product on?
No. No.
So how important is it you're selling a new car? Because this is kind of tough for me, just because, you know, you're selling a customer a brand new car off the showroom floor. Oh, by the way, we're going to need to hold on to your car for another 24, 48 hours to get this supplied.
Mm-hmm.
How important is it that it gets supplied right away to a new vehicle, or does it not matter?
I guess I don't fully understand the question.
Do we still warranty it if they drive it around for 2 weeks and then bring it back after it may be a little bit imperfect?
Yes, but then that's going to go into your inner house workings on whether or not service is going to charge you then for a buff job or not. So that's where you guys would have to work that in a house. It shouldn't take. We were just working the back there with the guys on a new car. It should only take them a couple hours. I mean, they only need to wash it.
On here, it's got a cure for 24 hours.
Correct. Good question. Now I understand why you're asking that question. Okay, so curing just means they can't get it wet for 24 hours.
So if it rains, then what?
If it rains, they need to get the water off. Okay?
Here's what's going to happen. So we sell it, we do it in 2 hours or whatever, get the car delivered. It rains tonight. Customer's going to come back in all freaked out. Hey, it rained, blah, blah, blah. What should we do? How should the dealership handle?
Mm-hmm. So the customer says that what?
Well, no, we tell the customer you can't get it wet for 24 hours. 6 hours later, there's a huge rainstorm and it gets wet. Customer comes back all freaked out.
So do we have to reapply it? Does it have to be reapplied?
We need to keep the car inside for 24 hours if we sell it.
But that's the problem. If they buy the car, they want to drive it off the lot.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
Go ahead and sign a rain waiver.
That's a good question. From our side, and I want to be as transparent with you as I can, right? So from our side, we've seen cars get wet, and it's still holding up, okay? We've seen some cars get wet, and they got water spots on them because the product didn't fully get its cure time. So there is a window of liability. You are correct.
If it does get wet, how hard is it to get those water spots out? Like, can it be buffed out?
Yes, yeah. Okay, so they don't even have to buff it. They just need to polish.
Okay.
Yeah. But the way we've handled it in the past is, hey, generally most people know when it's going to rain, except last week I was in Pagosa and it rained just about every day, right? So you guys probably have those times where it's going to rain more often than not. We would recommend, granted, I don't know if this works for your dealership or not, here's a microfiber towel, or recommend where they can get something just to get the water off. And we're only talking a small little window, you know. Or if they go home and they put it in the garage, you know, it's not going to matter. But it's a good question.
Does it cover the whole car or just the panels and the roof? Like, does it cover the plastics and all?
Yes, they'll put it on the plastics. Mm-hmm. And they'll put it on the wheels, which is a good demo. So we did an actual video for you guys, and it has the long mount logo on it and everything, showing the application process, but showing the hydrophobics. Okay, anybody have heard that term yet? Right. So the reason why the vehicle stays cleaner longer and is easier to maintain is because the coating creates a layer of, and that layer, the water won't stick to it. And you'll see in the video, you pour water down the side, and even on the roof, the hood, on a flat panel or what, and the water just falls right off. Why is that important? Besides looking cool in the video, because if the water can't stick to it, then the bug droppings can't, the bird poop can't, all the other stuff won't stick to it either, right? So we've got that video somewhere. I think we did it for you so that you guys could either have it on your phone or have it on a computer so that you could let your customers see it. That will really nail down the ease of maintenance.
Where's that video?
That's why I was just going, I guess you guys haven't seen it. Yeah, Jared kind of set all this up. So we had sent it to him. He had sent it to PJ. I think PJ has it. Because PJ approved it.
Is that on YouTube or anything?
No, we didn't put it on YouTube. We did it specifically for Long Mount Ford.
Oh, okay.
So like I said, it's got your logo and everything on it.
Perfect.
So PJ has it somewhere, probably just email it to you or something.
Okay.
Did I answer your question?
I think so. Obviously, we just need to create a process internally.
Yes.
Because I don't know if anybody else here has sold it, but I sold it, and we told the people they couldn't have their car for 2 days because it needed to cure. And everybody knows that obviously that's critical. If somebody buys a new car, they want it. So I saw it as kind of a hindrance to selling.
Yeah, I wouldn't make them. Excuse me, I went down the wrong way. I wouldn't tell them they have to keep it here for 2 days.
Well, it's just, again, that's what I was told.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were told it was a multiple day application.
Yeah.
Well, and maybe early in the process.
Yeah.
Or maybe by the time they get to it, right. I mean, I think we all know how the different departments can,
right.
Especially if you've been in a long time, right? It's the way it goes.
Cool.
Other questions?
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure you guys got it all. If any of you are on Instagram, look us up, Total Auto Solutions. You can always ask me questions. Hey, I'm from Long Mount, da 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 da. I live by my fingers on my phone. So if you guys got any questions, please don't hesitate to send me a DM or anything like that.
It's Long Mount if anyone asks.
Yeah.
Am I saying it wrong?
Yeah.
What am I saying?
Longmont sounded like.
And it's Longmont?
Yes.
That's that twang.
It's that Oklahoma draw, man.
No problem.
All right, so that was fun. Had a good time at Longmont Ford. Apparently, I was saying it wrong. That Oklahoma draw. That Midwestern draw. Southwestern, whatever you call it. So Longmont Ford, had a good time. Had a really great discussion with the detailers. And then we worked with the service drive. And then what you guys just heard was the sales team. So we worked with the sales team on how to sell to a customer on a new vehicle, on a used vehicle. So any detailers that want to grow their coating business, getting in with dealerships is a great way, right? Hit us up on the DM, on Instagram, on Facebook, at Total Auto Solutions. You know what? It doesn't matter if you're using somebody else's coating. I'll help you go over how to work in with a dealership. What are some ways that you can get into working at a dealership to have them sell your coatings? It can be a preload program. It can be sold through finance. It can be sold through the service drive. I'll help you out. No worries. Just hit me up on the DM. And last of all, please, freebeersema.com. Freebeersema.com. If you're going to be at SEMA on October 30th, you've got to go sign up to get, I'm not joking, 2 hours of some incredible craft beer, all you can drink, right? 2 hours, free beer, all you can drink, absolutely zero cost to you, but you've got to go to freebeersema.com, right? Hey, this is Marty, Total Auto Solutions. Make it a great day. Maybe. Figure out how to turn this thing off. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.